Friday, January 18th, 2019 in New York City. We got our first snow. Well, maybe it's not the first one because it flurried by around Christmas. But first, this is the preview to the first official snow that they say we're supposed to have over the weekend. And we're well into January, which means we're going to have a bunch of bad drivers on the road. Expect roads to be closed. Expect cab drivers to fight each other. Expect, slushy, wet lobbies and buildings. Expect brown snow. Expect yellow snow. Dogs pissing. And, you know, some cats, if people walk cats. I seen that once on Briggs. It was crazy. This dude had a cat and he had a chihuahua and he would walk them at the same time. The crazy shit is the chihuahua would piss doing a handstand. It was ill. It was like a circus trick. But anybody who lived in that area on Briggs between like Bedford and 201st knew about that dog. But yeah, the dude occasionally came out with a cat on a leash, which was fucking weird because that area was filled with stray cats. So I'm sure those stray cats were like, how the fuck did this motherfucker get a house? Or they could have been like, look at this slave. You know what I mean? Because he had a chain around his neck. But I know that, yeah, he used to walk a cat. And it was weird, too, because the cat would walk. And it would, like, creep around. Like, it was like a little tiger hunting. Because it was never outside. So it would come outside and smell all these things. It was probably smelling like, you know, like dog piss and rats. And a lady that sat in front of the building, the fat one, she probably smelled her ass because she was stank. White lady. She was the only white lady on the block. Anyway, first snowstorm. Sanitation trucks are out. I don't see them spreading any salt, though. I just passed one right now. He's just picking up garbage. Will the city be prepared for the storm that's coming? Oh, look. I see a New York City transit truck. Where are we? We're by Yankee Stadium. New York City transit truck full of salt. That's good. I guess de Blasio's trying not to be a fuckboy. Will it be bad, though? Here? I don't know. I know in Connecticut it's probably going... I will probably be doing some snow removal with my plastic shovel in the next couple of days. Email me, torchupnyc@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts. We'll be right back. Here's a word from our sponsor. So, I got a question. I got a question for men and women that have men. All right, so this question is not for lesbians or gay men. This question is for straight couples. No bias. It's just gender specific. When your girl or wife has her period, do you feel the effects? This week has been a regular week. I'm out there taking job interviews for, you know, art studios, things of that nature. The kids in school. My wife is at work. I was staying in the city. But I've noticed that I've been a little more emotional. And come to the conclusion within the last 10 years that I feel the effects of my wife's PMSing. Do you guys deal with that shit? Like when it's around that time of the month, do you get a little emotional? Do you cry when you watch it? When you watch a commercial, like do the veteran commercials make you emotional? Do you want to eat everything in sight? Are you bloated? Do you have gas? Do you bleed? If you do, that's just fucking weird. But do you? Because I notice when my wife is going through that. She's definitely more aggressive. She's definitely angrier. She's definitely more micromanaging. when it comes to certain things. And I'm definitely more offended by it. When normal, like the normal weeks, I don't let anything bother me. It's hard to get me riled up. Easy for her, I guess she knows what buttons to push, but it's hard to get me riled up. So do you feel the effects? I'd like to know about that, because that's fucking, it's weird. Like, how does that work? There's a lot of things in life, in the human race, or how the human body works, that we just don't know. And I do believe some sort of evolution has happened with humans. We couldn't have been here for, you know, thousands or millions of years without, you know, over time, our bodies changing to adapt. Because I would think it is a fact that civilization was probably smaller 100 years ago. But then that raises the question, were there giants years before that? And are giants the same things as humans? Do we come from the same species? That's a question. Because if we do come from the same species, then I would think that evolution is why we don't see giants anymore. Because evolutionarily speaking, there's no need for them, I guess. But then again, if you really think about it, there's no need for humans either. We're just part of the ecosystem. Right? We weren't put on this earth to save the earth. We were put on this earth to save ourselves. Right? I mean, I guess there's a bunch of ways to look at it. But is us, like, how closely tied to biology are we to women? Because men and women are completely different things. Like, we're from the same species, we're human, but we're different things. A man can't have a baby, right? A man does not carry eggs. A woman does not carry sperm. Unless you're, you know, Caitlin. But we don't deal with the same bodily functions and issues. I mean, for the most part we do, but there's specific things. For instance, I don't think women can have hydrocele problems, like testicle problems. There's no testicles there. But then if you think about it, we are very similar. I'll be a little graphic here. Women's clits are like little ding-dongs, right? Are ovaries their version of nuts inside of them? And some fat dudes have bitch tits. So I guess there's many comparisons and many similarities, but there's specific things. It's kind of like, you know, a zebra and a donkey. It's the same shit, really. Zebras just striped out. They got more swag. They fly. They're wearing their Coogee sweaters. You know? Like a men and women like that? Or are we completely different species? Well, I guess we're categorized as the same species, right? Well, Homo sapiens. But that's a man-made category, right? Is it? I think it is. But, are there different kinds of humans? I was listening to something recently, and he said that the humans of today evolved from Homo sapien and not Neanderthal. Or ape? I don't know. There's different categories, but have there been different... Like, you know how, like, now humans, we have races, and race is just where you're from, right? Where your family was cultivated, right? But then where your family was cultivated also affects genetics, I would think. Because those that have history or family history in tropical places tend to be, you know, darker skin, because you need melanin to protect yourself from the sun, right? I remember the first time I went to Mexico, and me and Shorty went parasailing. The dude that set us up, I swear, and this is no prejudice, but if he didn't have straight hair, I wouldn't have known he was Mexican. He was black. And you could tell that he spent 16 to 18 hours a day in the sun, even though the sun ain't even up that amount of hours. And he used no sunscreen because he didn't need it. Right? But then if you go to a place like Ireland, where the weather is gloomy and forecast, I mean, and overcast a lot of the time, it's all white. But again, I've never been. I've been to Mexico. I've never been to Ireland. I'd love to go someday. But I think from things that I've seen and read that most of the population is white. They're all black folks over there. But they're not black folks that their heritage lies in Ireland. Which leads me to believe that over time, the way the weather is over there, and it's probably been similar hundreds of years, that's what cultivated those type of folks. Then you look at a place like Iceland. Is it Iceland or Greenland? I think it's Iceland, where the mountain is from. That dude, Thor, half-Thor, Bjorn Fordengurzens, from Game of Thrones, the mountain. And he's massive. But if you've seen any documentaries, where he's from is called the Land of the Giants. Why the fuck are those dudes so big and strong? Like, it just doesn't make sense, but there has to be a reason. Is it because the frigid temperatures, the average temperature is like below zero over there? Were they given, did their bodies molecularly change, and were they adjusted because of the location, because of where they're from? And this leads back to the first question I had, was do you feel the symptoms of your wife's cycle? Because I do. There's even times I get bloated, and I'm busting shots all day. It's like, what the fuck? I didn't eat any eggs. But is that an evolutionary thing too? Like, is that physiologically a connection that is shared between two people that love each other? Or is it a mind fuck? Is it because I heard that you could feel the effects of your partner's, cycle years ago that I went into this, and maybe she was on her period, and maybe that day I had eaten, too many Reese's peanut butter cups and drank some milk. And I was subconsciously, I'm like, fuck, I'm cramping. But really, it was just the peanut butter cups and the milk. I just don't see that as making any sense, because I'm self-aware, and it's not like I'm eating bad or eating crap just the days that she's on her period. No, that's not the case. I eat crap all the time. I eat junk food all the time. And I'm sure it's not good, but I eat a lot of candy. I eat a lot of chips. Last night, I had two bags of plain Lay's chips, them salty ones. I had two Reese's peanut butter cups. I had a Payday. And I may have had more. I don't even remember. But so it wasn't. It's not that. It's not that just those weeks by coincidence. 15 years. For 15 years by coincidence, I feel like crap when my wife does. For 15 years. This doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make any sense. Let me try to maneuver this shit. So, I want to know what you guys think. Hit me up at torchupnyc@gmail.com and tell me if you're on your wife's cycle and if you bleed. Because then that's just strange. I've never heard of that. That would be some oddity Guinness record calling shit. But I'd like to know, because am I bugging? Have I been bugging for 15 years? I don't think so. So, let me know. Speak to you guys soon.